On Life and Technology, I have in my hand what is a very nice piece of PC kit. It's HP's Spectre X360. Now, if you you might have heard us talking about this product before, that HP released one version of the device before Christmas, and then after Christmas in the new year, they released another version with the pen. Made it much easier to draw on the screen and do all that other creative stuff that you might want to do. It's a very, very nice piece of PC kit, I got to say, as I mentioned just before, and I thought we'd talk today to Paul Berman. He's the product specialist at HP, to get a little bit of a background behind this device, who it's designed for, and who's going to get the most out of it. Coming to us today from Wellington in New Zealand, thank you for giving us some time, Paul Berman from HP.
Yeah, my pleasure, Charlie. Great to chat to you.
Now, Spectre X360, this is probably one of the nicest two-in-ones that you've released ever. You've done another obviously, and again, a lot of focus on design, making a unit that's sleek and to look at and good to hold, nice to carry around, but fast as well. Have I described it accurately?
Yeah, you've really hit the nail on the head. I mean, this is one of those devices that when I first saw it on paper, I was so excited to get it that this is now my everyday computer. This is what I've switched my work computer to. Mm. So, you know, I put my efforts behind it, and it's my favorite PC I've ever owned. I'm ecstatic with it. I know our brand is super stoked to bring this to market.
You had one version before Christmas and then another version after Christmas with the pen. How important is the addition of the pen to the usability of this device?
Yeah, we really found such an amazing value in putting a Windows Ink solution inside a lot of our products. And especially when you look at this product, it's such a premium device that you are taking this to work. You're taking this and using it as your home PC. You know, with the amazing battery life and power, this is just that one device you use everywhere. And so by adding the pen to it, it means you can, in a meeting, scribble notes on a PowerPoint, write notes and share it with your colleagues. But then after, maybe you're just highlighting information when you're doing some research or reading, or just having a bit of a draw. It's super fun. And until you actually get a pen on a computer, you don't really realize how amazing, how useful they are. And once you go back, once you use it, you can just never go back.
And that's the thing, isn't it? You kind of need to change your behavior or your thinking about your behavior somewhat before you start using the pen. And it is one of those things where it's a bit unusual at first, but then you move to it and it is actually a much more productive way of using your device. Do you have any advice for people who might be considering getting a product like this with the pen, and on how they can more quickly adapt to using that technology?
Yeah, and I think you mentioned a good point, and you know, users normally need to adapt, but this is one of those bits of tech that, and I kind of finally, there's no learning curve anymore. Mm. You just get the pen and write on the screen, and it just works. Mm. I mean, it has pressure sensitivity. You can rest your palm on the screen. It's just, and you know, as silly as this may sound, it is just like writing on paper. You know, your screen becomes your sort of digital canvas, and whether you're just taking a basic, you know, screenshot of what's on your display, and then maybe putting some notes on there, or maybe you're in an office document and you're highlighting stuff, or maybe calling out some corrections that you need to do, or maybe send to some colleagues. It's incredibly intuitive, and we made sure to put buttons on the pen that do things like erasing, or you know, stuff within a piece of software that it kind of should do, and even the little things like all the Spectres come with a case in the box, and there's even a little loop to store the pen, so it's much harder to lose these days as well, which I know our customers are really thankful for.
Two-in-ones are a fast-growing area of the PC market, and you guys have got some market-leading products in this space. No doubt the X360, or the Spectre X360 rather, is going to be on that list too very soon, if not already. The thing I noticed about this one, though, you've got it under 1.3 kilos for a 13.3 inch. That obviously took a lot of work in the design lab.
Yeah, the engineering that goes into this, and I certainly take my hat off to our engineers, because they put their heart and soul into this thing. And you know, when our last device came out, it was about 1.5 centimeter. I was pretty blown away, and I thought you can't probably get any thinner without any sacrifice. And once again, I was proven wrong, and they've got it down to around that 13-14 millimeter mark. Mm. But increased everything: better battery, better performance, more power, better screens, better cameras. There really hasn't been any sacrifice except losing some weight. It's just been a really great achievement from our engineers, and a testament to how hard they're working for our business. And hey, our customers are voting for it. I mean, the sales have been super strong, and I know some of our competitors are sort of looking at this as the benchmark for what is possible in a 2-in-1.
You've mentioned battery power. We're talking up to 15 hours around that of battery life. I mean, that is sizable, especially when you look at how thin the thing is. I mean, is it now, and also looking at the other specs, up to 16 gig RAM and Core i7 from Intel. I mean, you can get a slightly down spec. You can get a very way up top of the line spec. I mean, it really, you can configure this thing, not configure it yourself, but you can buy it configured to your price point and to how much power you're going to need.
Well, that's a great thing. I mean, it's this really odd sort of expression you get when you walk in, especially if this is this sort of business pro personal device where, you know, people are taking this into the boardroom. They're taking this to work. And you get this odd expression when you rock up to a all-day planning meeting or something. Mm. You haven't brought a bag. You haven't brought a charger. You haven't brought anything else other than your laptop.
Mm.
And that's your note-taking. And with 15 hours, it's incredibly powerful. But what we wanted to make sure is that you got that battery life back really quickly. So HP has invested in this technology that we call simply HP Fast Charge.
Mm.
And I guess the idea for this was, you know, people are busy, right? And the first thing we wake up thinking about isn't, you know, how much percentage of batteries my laptop got left. And if you're having a busy day and, you know, life gets busy, we want to make sure that when we're going into the office, hey, if we only have 10% left, you can charge it back really quickly. So you can actually get half of the battery life back in only about half an hour when the device is off. So, I mean, if your laptop's flat, plug it in, go on your lunch break, come back 30 minutes later, and you've got more than 7 hours of productivity kind of ready to go. And, and for me, that has completely changed how I work and what I carry into the office and, you know, where I leave my charger. It's extraordinary, actually.
Well, and just one final question. Is this one USB-C charging, or is that just one of the ports on there that you can use?
Yeah, so yeah, really good point. So it does use the latest generation of chargers, and that's USB-C.
Mm.
The great thing is any USB-C port on this product will work as charging, so you don't have to look for the right spot. You don't have to plug it. There's no way of plugging it in wrong or upside down or back to front or anything. It just plugs in and works. But, you know, we always make sure, especially on a Spectre device, it's premium. This is the top of the line of what we do. So we made sure we included the normal USB port, so you don't have to search around for an additional adapters. And in Australia, we made sure to include a USB-C to HDMI adapter in the box. So anyone who buys one and does want to plug this into their TV, maybe they've got a crucial presentation coming up, we make sure we include that adapter in every box. So you're not left searching without a way to hook up to the TV and get that presentation going.
All right, that's a nice flexibility as well. It is the HP Spectre X360. Our sponsors, Harvey Norman, carry this one. You can go in there, have a look at it, have a bit of a play with it. Maybe call your local store first just to make sure they have got it out on display. No doubt they will, but have it out on display so you can have a look and a play with this one. It's one of the better two-in-ones that's on the market at the moment. Paul Berman, you are the product specialist with HP. Coming to us from Wellington, thank you for your time. It's basically lunchtime over there. Go get yourself a lamb burger. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks, Charlie. And just remember that you can get the exclusive rose gold version at Harvey Norman as well that you can't find anywhere else and that I'm using. And yeah, super happy and great to chat, Charlie.
All right, we'll chat soon. Paul Berman there from HP talking Spectre X360 here on the Life and Technology Radio Show.